Good stuff. That's Sprints with Literary Mind. Before that, Phosphorescence, who is coming to Pittsburgh. I think they're playing Club Cafe. That's Impossible House. Before that, Kevin Drew, Out in the Fields. And we started off the set with the Folk Implosion, Moonlit Kind. And they're a 90s band that recently put something out. So we have a bunch of great shows here on WRCT. Check out Radio 9. Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't either, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xers, and tune in to Radio 9 from 9 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And also check out Punk Primers, basement show sounds on radio. Tune into Punk Primers on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. And I always miss that show. I have not heard it one time, and it's a bummer. I need to check it out. I guess like Tuesdays at 8, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, what do we have next? Oh, okay. This is Philly band Sheer Mag, and this is very straight-ahead guitar rock. Good stuff.
Still around.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Get in. dancing in a polka dot tub. And when you say you want it all, I know you want it all. Baby, take it all from me. And when you drag me on the floor, the blue tejanos on, you keep your eyes on me. So get in. We'll be right back.
WRCT is supported by, oh, wait a second. I've already read this one. Let's try another one. Let's do this one. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, so we just heard the news from Julia Holter, and that is Spinning. Before that, Texas band Cigarettes After Sex with Tejano Blue. The really interesting African band, I think they're Nigerian, Do Mokhtar with Funeral for Justice. And we started off the set with the news from Philly band Sheer Mag, All Lined Up. Here's another track from the newest Idols, and this one's Gift Horse.
Seen you exploding from chrome hooves. Where we're going, we don't need glue. Can he run in a tutu? He looks a little long. Cause a shade of blue could make me cry, and the thought of again. So open up, my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken man.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend, and victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Okay, so that was the latest from St. Vincent, and I'm sure she'll be playing that at the festival that was just announced here in Pittsburgh in the fall. It's first week of September, and I already got my tickets for that, so I'm pretty excited. It's going to be her and Girl Talk and some other great bands. Before that, Bully with Atomic Bomb. Before that, The Fountains DC with Starburster. And we start off the set with the newest from Idols. And that was Gift Horse. And I like that. That's pretty good. Idols is awesome. I just think they're so much fun. This is Vera Sola.
Thank you. never thought you would love me. So I was wrong about me loving you, and right about you loving me.
wish I knew you back when we were both small. I wish I knew you, but I have gotten too tall. I wish I knew you when touch was innocent. I wish I knew you before it felt like a sin.
Thank you.
Trumbo Sounds, the culture. The Trumbo Sounds Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner, Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And also check out Chop Shop, confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday nights at 5 p.m., it is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. All right, so what did you hear last? That was the news from Babe Hoven with Bird's Eye. They'll be playing Club Cafe in a few weeks. The Last Dinner Party with Sinner, Brittany Howard, formerly of, I don't know if she's still in Alabama Shakes. That track was called What Now? And we start off the set with Vera Sola with Loving, Loving. Here's the newest from Vampire Weekend.
Such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. I know that wildfire shack shake, fist burning, fast break is clean. Something's gonna change. Stands today, that sinking feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Classical man.
He wonders who he really ever was. Ever since he was just a kid in a drunken grip. Did he crack Danny's wrist? Well, the girl in the car said he did. Did he break Bill's jaw and they found him in his yard? You can tell to the man that was him. And there's some things that he can't remember that he did. In the years before his hemorrhage, did they stop his stroke with a metal clip? His hot brain flooded with blood. Did they feed his guts with an IV drip? Wipe his lip when the words wouldn't come. There's a dancer to dazzle and carry his heart to the opposite side of the room. Well, the bar light glows blinding against the dark. Said I'm getting my own place soon. I am carefully painting the top of a tower. From down my living room floor, I'm starting all over from nothing now. I won't hurt anyone anymore. And he's posted her up in a council estate. And he's waving his paintbrush around till the ceiling's a sunset. The halls are amazed. From the wall, a gray mare gazes out. Then she stops her fine hoof when she finds she's alone. And she's frightened and she starts to run. She run till she come to a crumbling down bridge. Then she lowered her shoulders and swung. She swung till she come where the grass tasted sweet. Then she took to her feet and she ran. She ran till she come to the hospital gate. Well, old paint, your dear painter is gone. Is cold. My colors are clotted and gone.
I wander alone in a darkening waste, wondering when will my master come home. I am shackled at times to a vanishing dream. Then they try to save me in the news. Then they work with their rollers to cover my face. I will face you again, but not soon.
He's born over again as a boy of 15. At the Wildwood School in Cape May, where it crashes his frame against the boys on his team, and some frightened dog bolts away.
And that wraps up the show this week. We just heard Okkervil River and Will Sheff with Tommy McHugh. And before that, Vampire Weekend and Classical. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Don't forget about those Decemberist tickets, the giveaway. Your last chance to enter is tomorrow. All you have to do is go to News Show, WRCT. And just find the post, Decemberist posts, and you can just enter right there. And you can win some tickets. So stick around. Courts in Session is coming up next with Eric. And that's it for me. I will be back next week. And have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Well, we have a real mystery on our hands, my friends. We simply do not know why Republican Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem can't or won't answer a simple question. Did you meet North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un? The controversy started over the weekend when Kristi Noem was asked about a part of her forthcoming book, generating controversy, of course, because she brags about shooting a dog as being evidence that she can make tough decisions. That led to a further review, including a section where she says, "I remember when I met with Kim Jong-un." There's no record that she met Kim Jong-un. It is, of course, a major thing to meet Kim Jong-un. When Dennis Rodman, the former basketball player, was hanging out with Kim Jong-un, he all of a sudden became the American with the most firsthand knowledge of the reclusive dictator. So it's a really big deal. When she's asked about it, Kristi Noem says, "When I found out that was in the book, I had it removed, and I don't talk about my conversations with other world leaders," except she did talk about it in the book until people asked about it. So this is already the setup for this story. Interviews over the weekend, she wouldn't answer the question. She's continuing to simply not answer the question, raising even more questions about why she's answering the question in this way. Here is Kristi Noem yesterday on CBS Mornings, and she continues to not provide anything approximating a straight answer to what is a very simple question. Did you meet Kim Jong-un or didn't you? And why is it in your book? Let's take a listen.
Person, let's talk first, but we don't want to talk about a lot of sure. topics that you address in the book. But yeah. the book is called No Going Back, but it sounds like the publisher, Center Street, is going back on a couple of the details in the book.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Specifically, when you write in the book, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me. That, as I understand, is now being removed from the book at your request.
Yes, when correct? I became aware of that, we changed the content and the future editions will be adjusted. And, you know, I appreciate that. I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I should not have put that anecdote in the book. And at my request, they haven't
looked at how... That specific didn't happen?
Now, of course, I should not have put the anecdote in the book because of what reason? And that's what we'll get to. And that's what the interviewers are trying to get to here.
And at my request, they haven't looked at
how that specific meeting didn't happen.
I'm saying that I'm not talking about that meeting. I'm not talking about my meetings with world leaders.
But there's some that are in the book. With world leaders.
There's some that are in the book, and then there's some that's not in the book. Many of them, actually.
Why are there two specific mentions of meeting Kim Jong-un and talking about him? And a specific memory, I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tiny. Did you tell your ghostwriter to write them?
I've specifically have worked on policy for over 30 years. And over that time, I have traveled around the world.
If you're scratching your head or pounding your head against the wall saying, why can't we just get an answer to this question? It is bizarre. This is indicative of either deep dishonesty or some kind of disconnect from reality.
And I have met with leaders around the world. And that anecdote, I've asked them to change the content and it will be removed.
It's a simple question. Did you or did you not meet with Kim Jong-un?
That's the answer that I have for you, is that it will be adjusted. And as soon as I became aware of it, that content.
So the most charitable interpretation of this is that Kristi Noem met with Kim Jong-un. It's not a meeting that is supposed to be public. It relates to some kind of classified or something, whatever. And she's realizing, you know what? I shouldn't have acknowledged that I had this meeting. I met with him, but I very belatedly need to keep it on the down low for reasons of national security or whatever. We have no evidence that that's the case, to be totally clear. I have not a shred of evidence that that's what's going on here. But that would be the most charitable possible interpretation. She was asked about this again a number of different times now, and she continues to just not give a straight answer. Here she is with former Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow, who now has a show on Fox Business. And once again, she says, I wanted it removed from the book. And remember, she voiced the narration, the audiobook to her book. She voiced, meaning not only did it get written into the book at her direction, at the direction of the ghostwriter, we just don't know. She then went and voiced it over.